Welcome to your Surrender Circle guided meditation. As we begin, find a comfortable position where your body feels fully supported. And let yourself fully land in this present moment. Bring your focus inward, notice what you feel in your body. Start to notice the natural rhythm of breath before we make any changes. And notice how it feels as you breathe. Noticing as your lungs fill with breath and empty. Notice the sensations you feel in your body as you breathe. Notice if there's any tension anywhere in your body. Feel all the places where your body is contacting the surface that is supporting you, whether you're sitting or laying down. Feel the texture of the clothes on your skin. Feel the temperature of the air. And if you haven't already, let yourself close your eyes. Notice any sensations you feel. Notice if you see any images in your mind's eye, or maybe colors. And notice if your mind wants to wander off and think about other things. And just bring yourself back into this moment, back fully into your body. Maybe focus on your breath or focus on the sound of my voice. And we're gonna start by bringing your focus into the center of your head. Imagine that there's a mini version of you standing in the center of your head. See that mini version of you walk up so it's standing directly behind your eyes. And it can see through your eyelids, it sees the tip of your nose, it sees the room in front of you. And then bring that mini version of you back about 3 inches inside of your head and up 1.5 inches. Imagine that mini version of you is standing on a balcony looking out over all of the activity going on inside of your head. It sees all the thoughts drifting by, it sees all of the images, it hears all of the thoughts and worries and concerns. And as that mini version of you stands on the balcony in front of you, see a soundboard, like a big DJ soundboard with all the knobs and switches. And locate the master volume switch on the soundboard. Notice the level that that master switch is set to as all the activity goes on inside of your mind. And reach out, turning that master volume switch all the way down to 0. And as it turns, notice as the activity and thoughts and sounds going on inside of your mind begin to get still and quiet. Knowing that when we're done with this meditation, you'll have time and space to deal with those thoughts, allowing those thoughts to come back. But for now, there's nowhere else you need to be. There's nothing else you need to do. There's nothing to figure out. And just let yourself have these few minutes of still and quiet to just be and just feel and go within. And then bringing your focus down, like you're riding in an elevator, down into your heart space. Feel that focus shift down. Notice as that mini version of you lands in your heart center, in your heart space. And deep within the heart space is where you can connect with your soul, where you connect with your higher self, your inner wisdom, your inner guidance. Letting that mini version of you go deep down into your heart space, to that place of connection. And just notice what you see around you inside of your heart space. Notice what the room looks like around you. Notice if you see any colors or any images. Notice if it's bright or dark or open or tight. There's no right or wrong here, but just notice what you feel and sense and imagine today. Allowing that open channel of communication from your higher self, from that inner wisdom, that inner knowing, allowing yourself to receive that wisdom and guidance and knowing. Setting the intention that the messages will be clear and easy to understand. And setting the intention to be shown any identities, any limitations, any expectations of who you need to be or who you should be that are standing in the way of you fulfilling your soul's purpose, of you fully stepping into who you were born to be and who you're meant to become as you walk the path of becoming the highest and best version of you that you can become. And just notice what comes to mind as you connect with that inner knowing that knows that you've been trying to be something that isn't the true, authentic, and highest version of you, where you've taken on external beliefs and pressures and expectations, where you allowed yourself to feel not enough or lacking in some way, where you believe that if you could be a little different, that you would be better and more lovable, more valuable, more appreciated and understood. Knowing that there are times that we hold on to an identity that no longer serves us, that makes it harder to fully surrender and step forward into that next version of who we are, that next expansion. And as we step into growth, it can be hard and uncomfortable and challenging. Draw on that higher knowing and higher wisdom of where you need to have a little more courage, a little more strength, a little more ability to take on the uncomfortable and unknown, and allow that vision of that next version of you, of what she looks like, of how she feels, of that version of you that confidently steps into that next expansion, that feels that sense of complete self-love, that version of you that has peeled back the layers and the masks, and lets the light shine on all of those intricacies, all of those things that make you unique and unlike anyone else on the planet. Those things that you were meant to bring into this world, even if they feel different or misunderstood, allowing yourself to bring to light those things that maybe you've been keeping hidden until now, those things that felt like they would prevent you from fitting in and being loved and being understood. Knowing that all of those things about you were intentional. There's no good or bad or right or wrong. And showing yourself that love and nurturing and care that little version of you, that younger version of you, was seeking and didn't find. Imagine yourself wrapping that younger version of you firmly in your arms, letting her feel the love and acceptance that she craved. And seeing all of those parts of you as they come into the light, coming together and fitting like a perfect puzzle, all of those pieces clicking into place as the light within begins to shine brighter and bigger, as you begin to feel whole and complete, confident and strong, worthy, noticing any places that are feeling still a little afraid to fully step into the light, giving those parts of you a little extra love, knowing that the true path to your highest version of you allows herself to be fully seen with no shame or guilt, no hiding, no holding back, knowing that you were born completely worthy and valuable and unique. And the world needs you to be that full, authentic, confident version of you. Feeling your body fill with that confidence and self-love and self-appreciation. Feeling that self-validation that fills in all the gaps that might have been missing. Knowing that the only validation you need comes from within. Knowing that you don't need to know where the path leads, that you just need to take that next correct step. That step that comes from following strategy and authority. That step that comes from releasing those old identities and limitations that have held you back. And just ask that inner knowing and inner wisdom if there's anything you need to know that will help you to continue stepping forward, taking those next correct steps. Is there anything else that needs to release or be let go? Are there any thoughts that are preventing you from feeling your most courageous and strong? Are there any beliefs that no longer serve you? And are there any signs that you'd like to ask the universe to give you to help you to know that you are on that correct path? Maybe there's an object or an animal that comes to mind. Maybe it's seeing rainbows or hearts or feathers or coins. But just set the intention for how you'd like the universe to give you those nudges of confirmation and affirming that you're on the correct path, that you're saying yes to the correct things, that you're releasing the incorrect things. That you're saying no when it doesn't serve you, when the energy's not there. And to help you to trust that the universe always has your back and is always creating situations and circumstances that are for you, for your highest good, for helping you to live out your life's purpose, your soul's mission, bringing your heart's desire into reality. And if you'd like to spend a little more time in this space, you can always hit pause on this meditation. And as you're ready to come back into your body, bringing your focus again to all the places that your body is being supported, noticing the texture of the clothes on your skin, feeling the temperature of the air, noticing any sensations that are in your body in this moment. Any places that are uncomfortable or still have some tension, sending your breath right to those places. If there's anything that needs to move or stretch, letting yourself find that movement. Maybe starting to wiggle your fingers and toes as you feel the energy rebuild in your body and all of your muscles and all of your cells. With each breath, feeling your body become re-energized, rejuvenated, feeling more balanced and centered, ready to take on whatever the day has to offer. Noticing the light you can see through your eyelids. Maybe becoming more aware of any sounds around you. Take a nice deep breath, bringing your focus back into your body, back into the room. And as you feel ready, you can open your eyes.